Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace?
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. With me is the always lovely and effervescent Charles W. Bryant.
I have on shorts today.
You do. You look like you're ready to go to the beach or play basketball or play beach at the basketball. And I'm at the opposite of that.
Play basketball at the beach.
Yeah.
You can do that in Southern California, buddy.
You can do anything in Southern California, Chuck.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I can do anything because my wife's out of town.
I know. Chuck's a bachelor today.
Batching it, as we say.
He looks terrible. He's dressed shabbily.
Yeah.
He clearly hasn't showered.
Batching it for a few days.
He has food stuff stained on the front of his shirt.
It's probably steak.
In his beard. That's a big hunk of steak on your beard.
It is.
So, Chuck, how are you feeling?
I feel a little tired and under the weather because
really?
Of my bachelor experiences. But I am ready to go.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're bringing it?
Yes.
So, Chuck, you know how neurotic I am, right? Like, right now I'm thinking about what you're really thinking about me.
Yeah, you're a little neurotic. I wouldn't say hugely neurotic.
I'm definitely not Woody Allen neurotic.
No, no, no.
But things like guilt, self-doubt. What was the third one?
Self-doubt. You always think you stink on the show, which is just ridiculous.
Well, I do.
Because you're good.
Regardless, these things drive me,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
So, yeah, I would consider myself fairly neurotic. And I recently found out, Chuck, actually thanks to a new show that has inspired this podcast and the next one. We're doing a pair of them on Parasites. It's an Animal Planet show, actually, called Monsters Inside of Me.
Yes, and the staff is parasite crazy right now. Mm-hmm.
It's all over the blogs. The blogs are lousy with parasites.
Lousy with parasites, because it's a really cool show. Have you seen it yet?
I've seen parts of it, yeah,
it's
DMC.
It's wicked cool.
Yeah, it is wicked
and
cool.
And frightening.
Buddy. Yeah, I like it. I think it's cool, mainly, though, because it relieves me from any responsibility for my own personality.
Right.
My own horrible, disappointing, obnoxious personality actually probably is the result of a latent infection by a little thing called Toxoplasma gondii.
Yep.
T. gondii.
T. gondii. I'm going to call
toxo.
It toxo. I'm going to call it toxo.
You can we'll call it T.
You can call it T. I'll call it toxo.
Okay. Yeah, just for ease of pronunciation.
Yes.
But yeah, this is a parasite. It's a zoonotic disease, which means we catch it from animals.
Right. It's a relative of malaria.
It is. But this thing is possibly running the world.
Yeah. This is a little disturbing, I got to tell you.
A tad bit. So let's talk about T.
Oh, let's talk. Let's talk about toxo.
Yeah.
It is a parasite, as we said. It has a complex life cycle, like most parasites. And the life cycle has a purpose to get into its final host. And that word just creeps me out, host.
Or definitive host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one is unusual because it completes its life cycle in one place, in one place only, and that is inside of a cat.
A cat's guts, actually.
A cat's gut.
Yeah. This is where T wants to be.
Yes.
because this is where it gets it on.
Uh-huh.
And reproduces.
Yeah. So weird.
Everywhere else, it does. It goes to incredible lengths to get back into the cat gut.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like really honestly,
adaptive.
We haven't gotten into this yet, but
sure.
This is like Master Blaster. yeah. from Thunderdome.
Right.
It's like the little guy, like just running things and right. making whatever it needs to carry it to the catgut, do whatever it wants
right.
to get it into the catgut, right?
Right.
And toxoplasma is actually really common. Estimates run to as much as 80% of the world population is infected, has
Crazy.
A latent infection with toxoplasma, right?
Yeah. 67% of Brazilians alone.
Yeah. But then on the other side, 7% of the UK is infected.
So, yeah.
It's lopsided.
Uh-huh.
And this may sound familiar already because for many, many years, we've known that pregnant women should stay away from cat feces, which is where
and,
you can pick up a T infection.
I should go ahead and say that our guest producer, we have a guest producer this week.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lizzie.
The lovely and fetching Lizzie. She
yes.
thought I was kidding with her when I told her that.
Oh, really?
That pregnant women can't clean out the cat box. She thought I was pulling her leg and I was going to, like, pull one on her.
That was actually, like, the first public health warning I ever came across.
Yeah.
I've known that since I was, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love that phrase.
Yeah, I know you do.
So, yeah, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. You're not supposed to. Yeah, the police, the cat box police will come get
that.
You.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to clean out the cat box if you're with child because a fetus is one of the ways that one of the things that can be harmed.
Yeah,
like grown
brain
adults
damage,
supposedly
birth
can't be
defects,
harmed.
Like serious birth defects.
Yeah.
So yeah, if your lady is pregnant, you want to go ahead and take care of cleaning out the cat box during that 9 months, because that's how toxoplasma infections result from handling
sure.
cat feces, or more specifically, and I got the impression that it's much more virulent when cat feces mixes with soil.
Right.
It has much more staying power, that kind of thing. So if you have a cat that likes to poop in your garden and you're
exactly.
a big gardener,
exactly.
you're going to want to murder your cat
right.
and get rid of all of your topsoil
uh-huh.
and start over again.
Right.
Pretty much.
I imagine you could also get it from eating a rat because rats and mice tend to get it as well. But
you can also very easily get it from eating undercooked livestock.
Yeah, pork especially.
That has been around cat feces.
Yep.
I mean, how many farms have cats on them?
Quite a few, I would say.
So let's talk about the life cycle of this, because it's interesting that you mentioned rats or mice, because these things are under arguably the most control of T.
Yes.
You know?
That confuses me, because I had a car named T.
So, all right, I'll call it Toxo.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I
so,
had a car named Toxo as well.
Man.
It's not true.
Did you have one named T. Gandhi?
No.
Okay, well, I'll go with that one. Thanks, Chuck.
Okay.
You know I have a speech impediment.
We'll go with Toxo.
Okay, so Toxo gets into the soil. Let's say your little kitty goes and poops outside.
Uh-huh.
And a mouse passes by the soil, passes over it, eats it, rolls around in it, plays with it, makes a little clay sculpture out of it,
sure.
and it's his friend. And the rat's infected. So this parasite actually goes through the bloodstream and travels to the brain.
Yes.
Where all sorts of freaky, freaky stuff start happening to the rat's behavior.
Yeah.
Rat or mouse.
And that's slightly alarming to us because, as everyone knows, which is why we use lab rats, we have very similar brains to rats.
Yeah.
Chemically, the way it's put together, the whole deal.
Right.
Which I've always thought was interesting.
Well, let's talk about rats as the intermediate host.
Okay.
So now a rat is infected with toxoplasmosis.
Gross.
Its brain is being taken over. What are some of the weird things that begin happening?
Well, one thing that I thought was most disturbing was they actually become fond of cat urine.
They do. They're attracted to the scent of
yeah.
cat urine.
And they
which
did
is
a
the
test.
Opposite of what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, they did a test where did you see the one with the little sleeping? They made the little beds for the rats.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of them was soaked in cat urine.
Yeah.
And they would actually go for that bed.
They prefer that
they
bedding
prefer that
over
bed.
Their normal bedding.
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
Really weird.
I read of another study that found that these rats were actually attracted to cat urine, not just the scent of it. They would go and investigate cat urine.
Uh-huh.
And they investigated the brains of these rats, meaning they chopped their heads off and cut their
right.
them open.
Sure.
And
they didn't just ask some questions?
No.
Okay.
Although they did do studies, like they did different trials. And what they found essentially was that the rats or rodents lose specifically their fear of cat urine.
Okay.
That's it. Everything else remains intact. All other innate fears that they have, that all rats and mice display, remain intact. It's just their fear of cat urine.
Yeah.
So they're attracted to cat urine. Plus, also, toxo has an effect on your motor reflexes, so you're not quite as fast as you used to be, right?
Right, right.
So these two things together, an attraction to cat urine, the scent of cat urine, and slow reflex time,
that
means that
yeah.
you can get eaten by a cat.
And that means you get into your final host.
Right. That means the toxoplasma has made its way back into its definitive host, the guts of the cat.
By controlling
by taking over
the brain.
The brain of the rodent. It is the coolest, most frightening thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
It really is.
Because like you said, Chuck, like rodent brains are very similar to humans in composition, at least chemically, right?
Uh-huh.
That's why we're always experimenting on rodents. To find out, you know, how we can treat schizophrenia, that kind of thing. So, which leads us to,
humans.
Since 80% of the human population is infected with a latent toxoplasma infection,
mm-hmm.
is it having an effect on us? It looks like yes.
Well, yeah, for many, many years they always said, oh, so many people have it, but it's really not that big of a deal because once it enters the human body, it's kind of, we're not going to get eaten by a cat anymore. Like a lion or a tiger, so
not
probably,
only that,
probably doesn't matter.
Once we're infected, they go and form resistant cysts and
right.
basically just hide.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. They don't do anything
else. They set up camp in your body.
Right. But that's it. Unless you have AIDS or another repressed immune system disease.
Sure, that's when it can attack.
Yeah. Right, but it's going to just sit there because we have antibodies that can, you know, keep them in check.
Right.
But that's what we thought.
Exactly.
But around, I think, 1992 is when they really started to begin to look to see what kind of behavioral changes
right.
Toxoplasmosis might cause in humans. And we started to find some startling results, like
yeah.
that lowered motor reflex time.
Right. They did some tests that I know they did a couple. One where they were supposed to stroke a specific keystroke on the keyboard
mm-hmm.
in a certain amount of time, and another where they showed a recognition test where they showed like a white square on the screen and you were supposed to react when you saw the white square. And they found that people that had the latent toxoplasmosis there was a lag. They were definitely behind the rest of the crowd in recognizing these things.
Right. You know who
Slower
conducted that study?
Your buddy.
A guy named Dr. Yaroslav Flegar.
You just talked to him.
I just talked to the guy on the phone. This guy is arguably the preeminent expert. He's a parasitologist out of Charles University in Prague.
Did you call Prague just now?
Uh-huh.
No way.
Way.
Wow.
And I need to expense that because I did it on my cell phone because you know I'm not comfortable talking at my desk because I'm neurotic because I have toxoplasmosis.
Yes.
Anyway,
because you play in cat poop.
Right. So this Dr. Flegar, who is arguably the foremost authority on toxoplasmosis, he conducted that study.
And many more.
Right. I think he conducted 11. And in 9 of the 11 studies... there was a significant difference between people who were infected with toxoplasmosis and people who weren't.
Yeah.
In humans, there is actually an equal and opposite effect defined by gender.
This is what I thought was really interesting.
It's odd.
It was almost dead opposite the way men and women were affected by this thing.
Yeah. So.
And women kind of got out ahead in this deal.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say so?
These are the women we love, the toxoplasmosis-infected women.
Those are my favorite.
Women who are T-infected, and not Chuck's car, but the other kind, they tend to be warm-hearted,
uh-huh.
outgoing, conscientious, moralistic. These are wonderful women.
The salt
right?
of the earth.
Yeah. But also outgoing, you know, I mean, like everybody loves a gal who's willing to just try anything and, you know, is, but also has a line, which is moralistic. So, uh-huh. yeah.
Men, though, men got the bad end of the stick. We tended to be, stupider, but more loyal.
Is stupider a word? Are you toxoplasmatic?
I am less intelligent, more loyal, frugal. Which was interesting, and mild-tempered.
And dogmatic. Did you say dogmatic?
I did not.
So dogmatic meaning inflexible, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're both
jerks.
Neurotic.
Basically, guys who are infected with toxoplasmosis are jerks.
Right.
And women who are infected are cool.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're both neurotic. That was the one shared trait.
Right. And so I talked to Dr. Flegar, and I was asking, you know, where are we as far as understanding how toxoplasmosis could affect us physiologically, our brain? And one thing I saw that kept coming up was neurotransmitters. He said the likeliest candidate is dopamine, or dopamine, as he put it.
Right. Oh, did he really?
He said it increases levels, and he also has found that there are increased levels of testosterone in men, lowered levels of testosterone in women who are infected with toxoplasmosis.
That makes sense.
So he said, in his opinion, that would account for it. Again, he's a stickler on pointing out correlation,
right,
not causation. We are definitely at the correlation stage and understanding
absolutely
how toxoplasmosis can affect human behavior, but he's finding some really cool stuff.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Yeah, that's interesting about the – it kind of makes sense with the testosterone levels, because they found that, like we said earlier, 67% of Brazilians are infected with this stuff. And countries they found where there were a lot of people infected with this, they were more likely to have masculine sex roles in this country.
Or more divergent gender roles, or more pronounced distinction among
exactly.
genders.
Like the men go out and they're masculine, they do the hard work, and the women...
They work inflexibly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the women are just like, that's my man.
Yeah, I thought, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If 80% of the population is infected with toxoplasmosis, then this would conceivably alter cultures.
Still a little hinky, if you ask me.
I don't know, man. It's still new research, but I'm thinking it's starting to look like this parasite rules the world.
Well, it could be
because we rule
one
the world.
Factor.
We're ruled by toxoplasma.
Sure.
Ergo, toxoplasma rules the world.
I think it's a bunch of factors. That's me.
Quiet.
That's my camp.
So Flegger also conducted a study back in 2002 in Prague, where he.
The driving test?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He I think it was 167 people who were identified as the causes of car accidents.
Right.
Either as pedestrians or drivers.
Yeah, which I thought was also interesting.
And he found that people with toxoplasmosis are 2.65 times more likely. That's almost three times as likely to be involved in a car accident as someone who's not infected.
I think that goes back to the latent reaction time, wouldn't you think?
Could be.
The delayed reaction?
Again, though, there's how
like,
it affects
light.
Our motor skills.
Oops.
Right.
Crash.
Sure. Or if it makes us more reckless, like if you're a man.
Right.
Because we said that you're more willing to break rules if you're a man infected with toxoplasmosis.
Right. Red light, screw it.
Exactly. Or this car will stop for me if I walk out in front of it. That kind of thing. But, again, we're at the correlation, not causation stage. So
everyone points that out.
It's entirely possible that people in Prague who have cats and would be more likely to be infected with toxoplasmosis are also more likely to zone out while driving, thinking about how Princess Lady would look really good in a little cat tiara that you saw online that morning.
And they said it could be a personality thing, which I thought that was a little hinky too.
But there's also a correlation between schizophrenia and toxoplasmosis.
Not hinky.
No. there's a definite link. And there's also a neurotransmitter called nitric oxide.
Uh-huh.
This is not Flegger. Flegger actually said that he had not done much research on nitric oxide, or nitric oxide as he called it. But actually some guys from Toledo, my hometown.
Really?
Some psychiatrists have been researching into it. And there are increased levels of nitric oxide in schizophrenics And toxoplasmatics.
And schizophrenics are more likely to own cats, which I thought was odd.
Mm-hmm.
So says the University of Maryland.
Right. They own cats because the toxoplasmosis and the neighbor's dog tell them to.
Right. Actually, not University of Maryland. Sorry. Stanley Medical Research Center in Maryland.
I gotcha.
Just want to clear that up.
So, Chuck, what do you think? You think it's still hinky?
I think it's slightly hinky. I think there's something to it, but I think it's, like I said, I think it's one of many factors probably. I don't think you can chalk up the machismo of the Brazilian man to cat poop just yet.
So that's toxoplasmosis, but if you are into parasites or this podcast has piqued your interest, Chuck and I would both strongly recommend that you watch that new show, Monsters Inside of Me, on Animal Planet. What is it, Wednesdays at 9?
Wednesdays at 9. It's a cool show.
Yeah.
Cool graphics, like CG they get inside your body as if you were a parasite. It's...
Yeah, our parent company, Discovery, definitely threw some money at this one. It looks very cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, so check that out. And we also have tons of cool stuff. You can also check out the Monsters Inside of Me website.
Yeah, Robert Lamb.
Robert Lamb wrote some cool stuff. And actually, we have to give him a big thanks for pointing us in the right direction for research on this particular podcast. He knows what he's doing.
He's parasitastic.
Yeah, and of course, howstuffworks.com has tons of stuff on it. And if you're interested, you can also read all of our blog posts on it. There's like 5 million of them, and each one's better than the last. Yeah, that's it for plugging, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, plug heavy for a
change.
Which
means, buddy, it is time for listener mail.
Ring. So, Josh, I'm just going to call this We're Awesome Because We Saved a Woman's Life.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It is. Slightly hanky, but I'll take credit. Bonnie from Boulder, Colorado wrote in, and Bonnie says this. Hi, guys. Stuff you should know just saved my life. The facts are these. I was driving home and had just finished listening to your hypermiling podcast. As a result, I was only going 40 miles per hour on a stretch of highway where I usually go 60. All of a sudden, there was a pair of headlights right in front of me. Some genius was going the wrong way in the same lane of the highway as me. Short story even shorter, I ended up facing the wrong way on the highway.
Wow.
Thanks to some recent rain and some awful skidding and sliding. But due to the late hour, lack of other cars, and my slow speed, I avoided hitting anything. Who knows if I would have had a head-on collision if I'd been going my normal speed, but I do know that thanks to you two and your always enlightening podcast, I will never have to know. Many thanks, your immensely appreciative listener and fan, Bonnie of Boulder, Colorado.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Dude,
that's awesome.
Honestly, what if she would have been going 20 miles an hour? That could have made all the difference.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Even if it was just a fluke thing, I'll take credit.
Yeah, even if it was a fluke, we still picked up an indentured servant for life.
Yeah, and I personally think we should get a key to the city of Boulder. So
yeah, I've been angling for one of those for a long time.
A key to any city?
No, Boulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll
so this is our in for sure.
Hope so.
Maybe a t-shirt even.
Sure.
Yeah.
I
saved Bonnie's life and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
That's a good one.
If you have any good t-shirt ideas or any instances of how Chuck and I saved your life, you can send them in an email to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Want more How Stuff Works? Check out our blogs on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.